Yadam chapter 4, Mishnah 1, Bo Bayom, on that day, so still following on all these halachas that were voted on the day Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was inducted as the head of the academy. On that day, Nimnu Vagamru al Arevas Haraglayim, they also voted and decided on a foot bath. So what was this foot bath? It was a bath that they used to wash their feet in. And normally, it could also be, you could also sit on it. If you turn this bath upside down, you could sit on it. So normally, it wasn't susceptible to midras impurity. That's when a zav comes and sits on it, for example, because it was a foot bath. And if I found you sitting on the foot bath, I would tell you, get off the foot bath, because it's for washing feet, right? But what happens if the foot bath is cracked? At that point, does it automatically become like a seat, or does it have to be designated as a seat? So this is the Mishnah Shi, Mishnei Lugin V'ad Tisha Kabin. We're only talking about a foot bath here. That's from 2 logs to 9 calves. Otherwise, it was too big or too small anyway to sit on. Shinisktaka, and it's cracked. Says the first opinion, Shi Tmeya Midras. This is susceptible to Midras impurity. It's automatically susceptible to Midras impurity because it's cracked. And now they would use it for sitting on. They wouldn't use it as a foot bath anymore. Rabbi Akiva Omer, but he said, "Arevas haraglam kishma." He held, Rabbi Akiva held that it's a foot bath, and until you designate it as a seat, it remains as a foot bath even if it's cracked. But on that day, they voted not like Rabbi Akiva, and they voted that if it's cracked, it immediately becomes like a seat, and it immediately becomes susceptible to midras impurity.